I'm going to call our meeting that was recessed yesterday back to order. It is Thursday, April 9th, and I'm showing 4:02 p.m. I'd also like to now ask, I'd like to entertain a motion to go into executive session, discuss resolution G20-13 and emergency regulations.
Mr. Chairman, this is Albert Fogel. I'll make a motion to go into executive session to discuss resolution number G20-13 in regards to regulations for the authority.
And Board Member Sandy,
Bill Kim.
All right. Any objection? Okay, so there's a different call-in number today than yesterday for executive session. If you don't have that, I think Anna re-texted to or emailed to a few people. Give us 5 minutes, and I'll move to the other conference room, and we'll go into executive session. Does that work for everybody?
Chairman, before we hang up, Commissioner Anderson, can you confirm that you received the text from me?
No, let me check. I didn't think that I did. Let's see.
I just want to be sure I didn't text it to the wrong person.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Sherry. Can I just confirm with you guys that the executive session number you have starts with 155?
That's what I have. This is Bill.
Thank you.
That's what I have.
Okay, thank you.
See you in a few minutes. We'll start with Bill, Albert, Julie, Bernie, Anna, all on?
Yes, Bill's on.
Is Sandy's on?
Albert.
Yep. Anna McKinnon on.
Tom, are you on?
I am, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. So, getting back to our business for today, started yesterday, I'll advise that the board is not taking any formal action on the matters discussed while in executive session. We are back into our special meeting board agenda that was started yesterday. Bring up resolution G20-13. Adoption of emergency regulation for the ADA Emergency Loan Guarantee Program. Are you going to lead the charge on this, Jerry?
You want me to review the regulations?
The regulations will be first, and then we'll go to the resolution.
Okay, well, the resolution would adopt the emergency regulations. The proposed emergency regulations were publicly posted a couple of days ago. And we have some what I think are mostly technical corrections to those, and I'll run through those technical corrections. You've printed it out. We're on page 2 under 3 AAC 104.020 eligibility. Subsection B, insert the word Alaska on the first line between private and nonprofit. So that line now would read, a private Alaska nonprofit organization is eligible for an emergency loan under the program. Down in C of the same proposed regulation, insert the word Alaska between or and nonprofit in the first line of C so that that line would now read, if eligible, an Alaska business or Alaska nonprofit organization must also apply for a loan. Then move forward to page 4, proposed regulation 3 AAC 104.040 loan terms. In the 9th line down at the very end of subsection A, After the word discretion, insert the phrase, and with board approval. So that line would now read, its subsidiary, in its discretion and with board approval, may offer forgiveness terms comparable to federal loan programs. Move forward to page 5, proposed regulation 3AAC 104.050, underwriting, subpart B, first line of subpart B at the bottom of the page. Insert the article A after is and before going, so that the line would now read, the applicant must demonstrate that it is a going business concern, but for the public. Move forward to page 8. Proposed regulation 3AAC 104.080. Emergency loan and guarantee account. In subsection A, second line, delete the article A between as and segregated, and the word account right after segregated, make that plural, accounts. So the line would now read, guarantee account is established as segregated accounts into which funds may be deposited to. Down two more lines, start of the new sentence there, change the word account to accounts, and the verb would be no longer is, but change to are. The article an would be deleted, and the second appearance of the word account would be pluralized to accounts, so that the line would now read, made by the authority or its subsidiary under the program, period. The accounts are not account in the. Next line down, the appearance of the word account be pluralized to accounts. So that line would now be changed to be authorities revolving fund established under AS 4488060. Funds in the accounts may be used to. In the same proposed regulation down in B, the word account would be pluralized to accounts, so the line of first line of B would read, all funds on deposit in the accounts may be invested in 1 to 5 year U.S. Treasury. Move forward, page 9, proposed regulation 3AAC 104.090, decision on loan guarantee. The 1, 2, 3, 4th line down, between reasonably and the word promptly, insert the word and. So the line would now read, participating financial institution, the authority or its subsidiary will reasonably and promptly issue a. Move forward. Page 10. Proposed regulation 3AAC 104.110, misuse of loan proceeds. Subsection B, second line down. Change the conjunctive and to a disjunctive or, so that the line would now read, proceeds from a loan made under the program, the authority or its subsidiary will notify B. Move forward to page 12. In proposed regulation 3AAC 104.130, books and records, asset appraisal, subsection D, which appears on page 12. In the first line there, strike the first appearance of the words make available. They are duplicated. So the line would now read, a participating financial institution upon request must make. Move forward.
Can I interrupt there and just ask that everyone double check if their phone is muted?
Can you repeat that? There's some background noise, Joe.
I just was asking everyone to double-check that their phone is muted. I'm getting quite a bit of interference, and so I was just hoping that everybody could double-check their mute button.
Thank you.
Okay, moving forward to page 13, proposed regulation 3AAC 104.160, delegation program forms. In the third line of that, subsection A, change the word any to and after amount insert not to exceed $2,500,000. So that line, that particular line would read.
Okay, so someone's got online. We're hearing something.
If you could mute your cell phone, that would be appreciated. Thank you.
So that would this change the end of subsection A of 3 AAC 104.160 would read an amount not to exceed $2,500,000. Then on page 14, under proposed regulation 3 AAC 104.900 definitions, insert two new subsections. The first would be a definition of the word board, means the board of the authority. Then insert after that a new definition of the word days. Days means calendar days. And that's the end of the proposed technical corrections.
Thank you, Jerry. Is there any questions for Jerry on the proposed changes to the emergency regulations? Are there any objections to the proposed changes? Thank you. That will bring us to the resolution G20-13. I'll read it in for the record. And I hope I got the right redline version here. I've got a lot of them sitting on this desk. Resolution Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority adopting emergency regulations, creating the emergency loan and guarantee program, the creation of a subsidiary as a limited liability company to manage and operate the program. Is that correct?
Permitting.
Oh, I'm sorry. Permitting. There we go. Authorizing the transfer of funds for the new program and authorizing the transfer of the AK Safe program to be part of the new program, period. So I will look for a motion to put it on the table for discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve resolution number G20-13.
Second, this is Bill Kendig.
Thank you. So the motion is on the table with the modifications in the resolution title. I'll ask Alan to go through the red line version for the board members and the public to understand what we're doing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Alan Weissner. As everyone is aware, Governor Michael Dunleavy has issued a disaster order that has hereby ordered that ADA use its available resources as necessary within its statutory powers and purposes, including the development of programs and regulations to address the financial hardship to small businesses and nonprofit organizations in the state caused by the COVID-19 outbreak. This resolution is directly attached with this disaster order, and based upon discussions, we have gone back to more closely align the resolution with the disaster order, and therefore that is the reason for the changes that have been made and requested to the board of review today. There are three principal changes that are adopted or looking to be adopted in the languages here. We originally had structured the resolution around the creation exclusively of a subsidiary. We are looking at creating this either within ADA or within a subsidiary to the extent that we're able to incorporate that. For expediency of timing, we want to have the flexibility to do both. The other issue in here is we're more closely aligning the processes for us to be able to establish the program and implement the intent within this disaster order. That's the principal language that's being discussed in changes in Section 5. And then with Section 6 and the changes, what we're requesting is the ability to, in order to fully implement the board's direction on the AK Safe program, have the ability for the executive director to transfer at the appropriate time his decision, transfer that program and its full terms and conditions into the underlying regs for this emergency program. So with these specific language changes,
we're looking at. We have added a additional whereas statement, which is recognizing specifically the disaster order that was signed by our governor yesterday. We are incorporating specific line changes that is addressing the areas where we discuss explicitly the subsidiary, and we're making it now both the authority and the subsidiary. In Section 5, we're asking the board at this point in time to allow us to, in establishing the emergency loan and guarantee program and its related account, that $25 million be directed by the board into that account for the underlying programs for immediate application. The investment returns and revenues earned on that program may be held in the account for use under the emergency loan and guarantee program or transferred into the revolving fund as the executive director determines to be appropriate. We're also asking for language that the authority may deposit into the new account other funds obtained from available outside sources to be utilized in operating the emergency loan and guarantee program. We are also asking that the executive director is authorized and directed to implement for direct loan a portion of the emergency loan and guarantee program, which is utilizing funds from available third-party sources, and that the available third-party funds may also be used to pay for the administrative costs of the underlying emergency loan and guarantee program.
All right, let me stop you right there. So I want to make sure we do this right, and I'll look for any input from the board. We have a resolution up before us. My thought process would be that Alan would read into the record the actual changes to the original resolution that was posted. Someone would then offer a friendly amendment to those changes, and without objections, then we could go to, if the board agreed, to go to voting on the full resolution. Does that make sense to the board members?
Mr. Chairman, this is Albert. I think it does make sense, and I think we should proceed with that.
All right. So, Alan, we'll need you to actually read the changes into the record, and then I'll look for a friendly amendment to modify the original resolution.
Okay, okay? Mr. Chair. Certainly. This is Alan Weissner. We're starting with the title.
Correct.
We're asking for striking the word authorizing and changing to permitting related to the creation of the subsidiary as a limited liability company. We're also asking for additional language in the title of authorizing the transfer of funds for the new program. We're requesting to strike the word funds for in the transfer, in the language following that sentence, saying transfer of funds for, striking funds for, and adding the language the AK Safe program to be part of, and then continue with the existing language of the new program, and then strike and the subsidiary.
Thank you. Page 2.
In the second whereas, we are asking that the language should permit taking advantage be struck and add could maximize access and benefit, including then striking the words the next to federal programs and then striking at the end to the extent possible.
Okay.
With the third whereas, we're requesting that that certain language be struck here, and I'll read the language that we're asking to be struck. Subsidiary will allow it to get the new program established, and transferring an additional $500,000 to the subsidiary will enable it to pay its administrative costs. Then we are requesting to add new language, which is program will provide the resources necessary to create and implement this program. On the fifth whereas, we're asking for the insertion of the word is as a clarification, and then we're striking interest to add the word interest. We're then looking to strike the words that a subsidiary limited liability company be set up to operate and manage the new program. And in the last part of that sentence, striking the other subsidiary and creating the word program. We had then added the last whereas stating Governor Mike Dinleavy signed a disaster order dated April 8, 2020, directing the authority to use its available resources to address the financial hardship to small businesses and nonprofit organizations in the state caused by the COVID-19 outbreak. Getting into the language on section one, we are requesting to strike
three.
This is page three, yes.
Thank you.
Striking the words which economics and including the word these to consequences, striking the words shutting down and then including the words reducing services or permanently closing, causing, in this case, then leading off the words significant numbers, striking in the following sentence, the, in creating or separated from employment, creating now the new sentence with these businesses and nonprofits, striking the words shutting down or being adversely affected. The next change is in section four, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
The executive director, and now we're asking to strike the words is authorized and directed to change to the word may, cause a new subsidiary of the authority to be created. In the following sentence, we are requesting to strike that where it says the subsidiary is part of the authority's revolving fund. Additionally, we're looking to strike the following sentence that says the subsidiary is hereby charged with and creating new language to say to operate and in following striking language saying delegated the authority for operating and managing to the word manage the emergency loan and guarantee program. We are then asking to add new language in the following sentence on page four on this section where it says, if the subsidiary is established, it shall not be part of the authority's revolving fund. If a subsidiary is created, the now continuing with the existing language, the board or other authorities shall act as the management board. And then with the last sentence of this section, we're looking to strike the language here. The executive director is authorized and directed to prepare and execute on behalf of the authority as member a limited liability company operating agreement for the subsidiary. That would be struck from that section. Then, Mr. Chairman, the next changes are in section five on page four. We're asking to strike in the first sentence the words, the new subsidiary to establish, with ongoing language saying an account, including new language, to be established outside of the authority's revolving fund. We're then looking to strike the words, the subsidiaries, for functionality of the sentence. We're then looking at the following sentence, being the second sentence in that section, striking the words, the authority to transfer, and continuing with $25 million, new language, to be transferred from the revolving fund to the new striking subsidiaries account, including new language here, investment returns and revenues earned on the new program may be held in the account for use under the emergency loan and guarantee program or transferred into the revolving fund as the executive director determines to be appropriate. The authority may deposit into the new account other funds obtained from any available outside sources to utilize in operating the emergency loan and guarantee program. Then going to the following sentence, the executive director is, we're looking to strike the words further, authorized and directed to, and then also looking to strike the words, cause the authority to transfer $500,000 from the revolving fund to the new subsidiary for its use in paying and creating new words, implement the direct loan portion of the emergency loan and guarantee program utilizing funds from any available third-party source. New sentence with new wording, available third-party funds may also be used to pay administrative, and now we're looking to strike the words, expenses in accordance with a budget that, and now new language, costs of the emergency loan and guarantee program. Then there's a new section six, Mr. Chairman, on page four and continuing on page five. stating the executive director is authorized when he determines it to be appropriate to transfer the AK Safe program established pursuant to resolution number G2010, adopted March 27, 2020, into the new emergency loan and guarantee program, inclusive of the $50 million set aside for the AK Safe program and the terms, conditions, operating procedures, and forms adopted under the AK Safe program. That ends the changes, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Alan. I think Alan, Anna has a suggested quick change. Anna?
Thank you. I'm trying to get back to it. Alan, you read it appropriately, and I hope that everyone understands that operating via teleconference does create some challenges. But back in Section 4, after 3 AAC 104.010-3 AAC 104.900, we struck the word "the" and inserted, if the subsidiary is established, it shall not, we need to insert the word "the" part of the authority's revolving fund.
That is currently in the...
I have that in there.
Yeah, through the chair, Ms. McCann.
Okay, I don't have it on the copy I've got.
In the through the chair, Ms. McKinnon, in the public version that's been added to our website on the changes, B is in those changes.
Okay.
Perfect.
Good. Perfect. Anything? Any other comments? If not, I'll look for I'll look for a motion to adopt the changes as a friendly amendment. No, no. Adopt the changes to the...
Mr. Chairman, this is Albert.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt the changes that were just addressed.
I accept it. This is Bill.
Is there any objection? So the adoption of amendments to the resolution is approved. So that brings us to the resolution G20-13. For a roll call, any further discussion on the resolution?
Mr. Chairman, just a technical question. We amended and there were no objections to the emergency regulations, and this resolution adopts the emergency regulations. Do I have that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. This is Julie Anderson.
Go ahead, Julie Anderson.
Well, I would like to thank the board for working through this. I know it took an extra day, but it's very important that we have the tools available for Alaskans to be able to access funds quickly. And as we know, it's a time of uncertainty, and the more flexible that we can be to be able to deliver these tools to Alaskans that are in dire need, I think is appropriate for the authority. So I do appreciate everybody's work on this. I think these changes make it a better program, and I support this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Anna McKinnon. Mr. Chairman, during public testimony yesterday, we had an individual that spoke to the difficulty that nonprofits were having and suggested that we remove in our emergency regulations some people having to qualify for the small business loan. And I just wanted to place on the record that I did hear that. We are trying to do as much as we can from a board position with a small amount of money that's coming in. It's a huge amount of money to me individually, but we know that there is great need in our community, and we are trying to access and have the opportunity for as many organizations as possible to access that federal money that should be coming our way, we all hope, sooner rather than later. And so that's why that stipulation is included in the emergency regulation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Anna. Further comments on the resolution? Okay, hearing none, I'll ask Sherry to poll the board.
Ms. McKinnon?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Ms. Sandy?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Anderson?
Yes.
Mr. Carl?
Absolutely.
Mr. Bruce?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Back to our agenda. That brings us to item number 7, director's comments. Tom, do you have any comments?
To get off mute. No, Mr. Chairman. I think, of course, we have a board meeting next week, and that'll have more comprehensive matters, more comprehensive agenda that carry many of the usual updates. And so I sure have nothing this evening.
Okay, Tom, thank you. That brings us to item number 8, board comments.
Yeah, Bernie.
Good.
I would just like to thank everybody for burning the midnight oil and finishing this up. I do agree that we would look like the class clown if we had turned it out yesterday, and I'm really appreciative of the extra work that's put in by everyone. So thank you.
Further comments?
This is Board Member Sandy. I just want to echo what Board Member Carl stated. I think it's just been a tremendous amount of effort on behalf of the staff and also just people in the public, both who are commenting and working behind the scenes. We've gotten a lot of really great feedback, and so I just appreciate all of the work that everyone's doing to help us through this. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Anybody else? Okay, well, I'd like to just go ahead.
Oh, this is Julie Anderson again. I just wanted to, again, thank everybody, and I look forward to helping as I can to be able to implement this program as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'd like to thank the board members for their patience and indulgence and their time. I'm looking at the clock here. Between 4 hours yesterday and about an hour and a half today, it was a yeoman's thing. But I do recognize that staff put in a lot more time than that trying to create something that I think hopefully makes a difference with the in economy, the environment that we're experiencing today. So I've got Alan and Jerry and Sherry in front of me. I want to thank you three. Tom online, if Brenda's online, I'd like to thank her and the support staff that made this happen. With that, I'll take a motion for adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Okay. This is Albert.
Any objections?